Good morning. A significant amount of snow, sleet, and ice pushed through interior New York and New England overnight, and many folks in northern New York and New England are waking up with several inches of new snow and sleet, while a good chunk of the area, particularly along the I-90 corridor and into the Greater Capital District in central New England and parts of the area to the south, picked up a significant amount of icing, which is causing some travel concerns early on today. Most of the precipitation continues to ride through pretty quickly, and most areas that are seeing sleet and freezing rain will watch that precipitation wind down as a few rain and snow showers later this morning and into the afternoon hours. Meanwhile, steady, light snow will persist across northern New York and New England, and at least a few more inches are possible in the northern Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont before the afternoon is through. The storm system responsible for the variety of weather will continue to track to the north and east and through the region, and as precipitation winds down, temperatures will start to climb, reaching highs in the upper 20s to around 30 across northern New York and New England, the middle and upper 30s along the I-90 corridor, and even into the lower to mid 40s in southernmost New York and New England by late this afternoon. We'll continue to dry it out tonight. Skies will clear out and temperatures will drop back into the teens. An area of high pressure will build in for the day on Wednesday, keeping it mostly sunny, but it will remain cold with highs back into the mid-20s. This will set the stage for the next storm system to arrive on Thursday with thickening clouds and snow developing in the afternoon. Several inches of snow will be likely Thursday into Thursday night, and as the system draws in some milder air, it looks like it'll end as snow, some freezing rain, and rain on Friday morning. High temperatures on Thursday will be in the 20s and back into the lower to mid-30s on Friday. A drier period ahead for the upcoming weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and Sunday in the middle and upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as the system over us departs, another storm will move into the southern plains, bringing heavy snow into the lower Mississippi Valley today and tomorrow, while freezing rain will impact parts of eastern Texas to southwestern Tennessee. Snow totals for the central and southern Rockies will be up to 1 to 2 feet over the highest peaks, while 4 to 8 inches of snow will fall over much of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and southern Missouri into Wednesday. Meanwhile, an area of a quarter of an inch of freezing rain will continue to accumulate across the eastern parts of Texas and northern Louisiana. And anomalously cold air will sit over the plains in Mississippi Valley through Wednesday before high pressure begins to move away. Widespread record cold readings are expected to be broken across the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley, where highs and lows may reach between 40 and 50 degrees below average. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with freezing rain, blowing snow, and freezing fog, 21 degrees with a south wind at 63, gusting to 84 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 2.5 miles visibility with freezing rain and fog, 28 degrees, the dew point 28, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.67 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain ending, a few showers in the mid-40s, Boston rain and possibly a thunderstorm near 40, and in Buffalo snow with 1 to 3 inches and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 23 degrees, the low 17. The average temperature, 20, that's 6 degrees below normal. 1/10 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 6/10 of an inch of snow, now 10.4 inches for the month, which is 3.6 inches above normal, and 49.9 inches for the season, which is 8.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high 61 set in 2006, and the record low 20 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:29 p.m. 10 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow tapering off to snow showers today with freezing rain and sleet ending closer to Lake George with highs in the upper 20s. A few snow showers, then clearing tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain tapering off to showers today and highs in the mid-40s, clearing tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, freezing rain and rain tapering off to showers today with highs in the mid-40s. Clearing tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Freezing rain tapering off to showers today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Clearing tonight, lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-20s. Thickening clouds with snow developing Thursday afternoon and continuing Thursday night, mid-20s. Snow in the morning on Friday with a few snow showers in the afternoon, breezy, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-20s on Saturday, mostly sunny upper 20s on Sunday, and another chance of light snow Monday in the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.